Everybody, it's Monday, it's Auntie Dorothy, and I have Rebecca Koch here, and we are talking cycling events, which Rebecca does all of them in the Valley, and all of them, it's a lot of events.
It's a lot of events.
It's a lot of events. So tell our listeners a little bit about you and how you got called into, okay, I'm going to do these cycling events, starting with one and then two and then three. And of course, my favorite is Cycle for Sight, which is coming up next.
I know, I'm excited for Cycle for Sight. Yeah, it's been 10 years since I've been here in the Valley. I actually moved here for a different event, which is launching the film festival back 10 years ago. But from there, pivoted into the world of food, wine, and cycling, because all of these cycling events, how could we not have a component of wine,
right?
Since
exactly.
We are here in Napa Valley, so. So my company, Ride Napa Valley, we produce series of events, cycling events, and then we also have some non-cycling events too.
Yes.
Like the upcoming Vine Trail Locomotion event, yay! The sold out event, actually, Locomotion, the big Vine Trail fundraiser.
Good.
So yes, we got to get that thing built.
Yes, we do. Well, and. Big shout out to Chuck McMinn, who really made that work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the power and the brains and the passion behind
it. And the vision to make this.
And the vision to say, okay, we got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, talk a little bit about Cycle for Sight, which is coming up April 18th.
April 18th, it's 13 years, Dorothy, that this event's been going
on.
Trust me. So, you know.
I've been doing it for all 13.
Yeah, well, and it continues to be truly a fan favorite event because it kicks off spring cycling here in Napa Valley, and it brings people from really all over the region to come up here. And I think this year it's even more special because we're celebrating 100 years of
The Rotary Club.
The Rotary Club, yay. So you'll see the 100-year logo all over.
Yeah. I've only been in the club for 32 of those 100 years. But it feels...
Not 100.
It feels like 100 years of Rotary. But very exciting. I mean, it's a big deal. The Rotary Club has been a prominent part of the Napa community for 100 years with key leaders who've made real changes and always been there for the Valley. So it's a service above self, and that's exactly what the Rotary Club's all about.
Right. No, I love seeing them come out in force to help get this event together because it is, you know, it does take a village to set this up. And we start a couple of days in advance.
We
are grateful. We are grateful for Justin Siena High School for their support, for continuing us allow to be there on their fields for our start and finish.
Right.
And our post-ride wine festival.
Yes. And it's really a fun, fabulous event. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And most of the Rotary Clubs are involved, along with the Kiwanis Club. They're there selling beer. And it's just an amazing event.
I think what I love about it, and I look back at photos each year, is the fact that it is really for everyone. You know, we have the 15, the 25, and the 50-mile ride. But from the fact that there are families, so many families on the 15-mile bike ride is one element of it. The second element is that, you know, we're supporting, again, year after year, the Enchanted Hills Camp for the Lighthouse for the, you know, for the blind. And the tandems. I mean, it's so powerful to see these tandem cyclists. And they're not just doing the 15-mile ride. They're doing the 25 and the 50-mile ride.
Right.
So I think that's why it's great. It brings everyone out. It's a fun day to be on your bike here in Napa.
Yeah, it really is. And again, this is a ride, not a race. I always do registration, and my job starting out was bring coffee and donuts to all the volunteers at like 6 a.m., and I've had people over the years say to me, well, I signed up for 25 miles, but what if I can't ride all 25 miles? And my statement is usually, you can go around to the 7-Eleven and back, and I'm cool with it. You know, I mean, this is a ride. Ride as far as you can. Nobody's going to be there, you know, saying, okay, you only made it 24 miles. So it's fun. And you're right. The 15 miles, we have a lot of families with training wheels on the back of a five-year-old's bike. And it's a whole family thing that's really fun to kick off spring. And it's the weekend after Easter.
Right, right.
So last year was right on top of Passover and Easter and no fun.
No, it stands alone this weekend. And we are heading north like we always do. Up, and this year was a little bit different, is that we will be going, our first rest stop is going to be at the Yountville Park.
Which is beautiful.
It's such a beautiful park. So
Veterans Park.
Yeah, so that we'll be up there. And then we continue. The 50-mile ride goes all the way up to Lake Hennessy, and it stops at the Nicolini property, which is, you know, beautiful.
Yes.
On Childs Pope Valley Road. And then it has a nice sweeping downhill where we ask all of our cyclists in single file, stay to the right.
Yeah.
Really important for safety for everyone. And then the other rest stop that we have is at the Fish and Game on Silverado.
Right.
So with fun food, fun snacks. And each of these stops are supported by and managed by local nonprofits. So I know that News is going to handle one of the rest stops. Napa United Soccer Club handles another rest stop. And then the Enchanted Hills Camp handles our first rest stop. So it's volunteers galore. And we're looking for more volunteers. So
yes, we are. So tell people how to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
If they want to volunteer, if you're listening to this, you got to volunteer.
Yeah. If they're listening for this, they can email info@ridenapavalley.com. Say, I want to volunteer for Cycle for Sight. You'll get a cool t-shirt. I know you'll have fun at the party afterwards, but, and it's just doing good. Doing good is what it's all about.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a wonderful event. And it's, so far, we normally have close to 2,000 people at this event. This is really the biggie in the valley. And so far, we have, over 800 people signed up already.
Yes,
and it's just March.
Mm-hmm. I know. So it ramps up. People now are, you know, they'll start looking ahead in 6 weeks. We can't tell what the forecast will be, but we're hoping it's going to be.
Well, last year was really difficult because unlike this year when we're all praying for rain and we haven't gotten any, last year we had lots and lots of rain. I mean, it was pouring and we were thinking, how are we going to do this? Luckily, Mother Nature was a Rotarian, and, you know, the sun came out 3 days before, actually 2 days before, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was a little cool and a little breezy by about 3 o'clock, but by 3 o'clock, this is a really easy event for families to do. If you show up, if you're doing 15 miles, you know, with your kids, you can show up like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you're out of there by 3.
Right. Right. We're all out of, yeah.
I mean, it's an early day, easy event that is so much fun with wonderful people and, of course, a great 60s rock and roll band, and families are out there dancing. My favorite part of Cycle for Sight is watching 3- and 4-year-olds out there rocking out to, you know, fun songs that I remember.
I also, you know, I think we have to give a big shout out to all of our partners and sponsors.
Yes.
And I just keep thinking about how the year after year they just continue to support. Of course, we're going to give first and foremost a big shout out to, you know, the founder of this event, you know, Mr. Gary Rose,
who is,
you know, he calls every year. You coming back, and our partners come back. So
yes.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, thank you, Gary. Well, and thank you, Napa Valley Register, because we've had giant, wonderful, full-page back ads for Cycle for Sight, listing our sponsors. So make sure that if you're listening to this and your friends are listening or you have any questions, you got to go on www.cycleforsight.com and register and ride and have fun for the day. Especially if you have friends coming in or family for Easter vacation, you know, springtime, come to this event. This is the best way. If your friends are saying, what should we do this Saturday?
Oh. And you can rent bikes. We have great bicycle retailers all over the valley. Each one of them has bike rentals, so you can go rent some bikes, make sure you wear a helmet, that is required, and just come on out and do the 15-mile ride. It's a flat ride.
Yeah, it is. It's easy.
Flat and easy.
Well, and again, the big sponsors are St. Joseph's Health, Queen of the Valley, Trincaro Family Estates, Bank of Marin, AUL, the Napa Valley Register, Golden Gate Sotheby's, obviously Napa Valley Orthopedic, and the Rotary Club of Brentwood. That's one of our, you know, we've spent a lot of time making sure that other Rotary clubs understand that if they want to help Enchanted Hills or the post-deployment assessment treatment program for veterans, that they don't have to do an event. All they have to do is sponsor ours.
Right.
So we've had other Rotary clubs. I know Brian's here with us, and Gary and I have been around to other Rotary clubs saying, wow, you know, such a deal. They all say, this is so hard. This is a big event to do. And since we're talking to you, Rebecca, and you do it, you know that. This is not an easy event to pull off. When you have 2,000 people showing up, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And many Rotary clubs, especially smaller clubs, just can't even imagine pulling off a special event this large. So our goal is to say, you don't have to, but you can be a sponsor.
Right.
We'll
right.
do all the work.
Right.
And you come, and you're a sponsor.
Yeah.
And so the Brentwood Rotary Club has been helping us for almost the entire 13 years. And their real emphasis is veterans, mm-hmm. helping veterans. So they are always at least a $10,000 sponsor.
That's so great.
And they don't have to do the event.
Yeah.
They do have to drive from Brentwood up to Napa. But hey, you know, and they ride in the event. So see how easy that is? Mm-hmm. You too can be a sponsor.
Right. You don't have to do any of the permitting or planning. You just show up and
no.
have a good time.
Well, I remember the first year we did the event, I was tasked with getting all the permits and filling out all the forms for the first time. Mm-hmm. Luckily, that's been taken over by other folks. I'm still responsible for coffee, donuts, and sponsorships. But the first year, doing all of the forms was daunting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and every year it continues to be. So
yes.
I know. I know the county said to me they might be going automated online. We're crossing fingers that that's going to happen in
yeah.
the next year or two, which would be great to do it with an online
But speaking
program.
Of that, everybody, you know, our government agencies that work with us have been really cooperative.
Yes.
And the sheriff's department is amazing.
Yes.
And our sheriff rides in the ride
our congressman. With our congressman, with our supervisors. That's why I continue
yeah.
just, you know, all of these cycling events, they all show up, they ride their bike, and it's,
right.
you know, it's great. You don't even know that that's the sheriff next to you.
Or, right.
That's
or your congressman.
Right.
Or your state senator.
Right. Right.
yeah. Or your assemblywoman.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
you know, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And supervisors as well.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
ride in it, and they're sponsors.
Right. Right. Exactly. I think it's very unique to us here.
Yeah, it really is. So again, it's easy to register.
Cycle it's, for Sight. And in this case, the four is the number four.
Yes.
Cycleforsight.com.
Yes. And so, and it's also the best way to spend your spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids will have fun. Everybody loves the event, and there's just plenty to do after the ride. Talk a little bit about the folks like Brian, who has no body fat sitting next to you, who ride 50 miles.
Yeah.
Talk
well,
about
I
how that starts.
I think so. Brian is someone that... in today's world of cycling, I mean, there's road cycling, there's mountain biking, there's gravel, which is, you know, sort of mixed terrain. And
right.
Brian does all three. So he is a multiplayer, multi-cyclist. I don't know how you want to classify
right.
him. But he, and so therefore...
A monster cyclist.
He's a monster. And he gets to ride. He rides, I mean, early in the morning or, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here he's going to join us soon. But Brian has this incredible role each year. And it's like, you won't see him because he's just working nonstop. He is setting up really our memorial mile signs.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge amount of work. He's setting up the festival. So it's kind of an unsung hero for the event year after year after year, and definitely a Rotarian that is just all in every year to make this event happen.
Yeah.
So he is not riding his bike that day.
He rides his bike every other day.
Right, exactly.
He rode his bike down here for the show.
Yeah.
Right, Brian?
Yeah, rode it down here.
Yeah, there you go.
On the Vine Trail, right?
On the Vine Trail, yeah.
You can come all the way on the Vine Trail here.
Okay, there we go. But, again, the 50-mile ride, you can talk about, well, Brian can talk about when you show up for the 50-mile ride, and there are very few 50-mile riders that don't come with their own bike, their own helmet, and they're dressed appropriately. I mean, for years we have had students from New Tech that come and help us. And about 4 years ago, we had four kids that were helping to control last-minute registrations. And they were making comments about who should and should not wear spandex. And I said, no comments, guys.
Exactly.
No comments.
I mean,
but the 50 milers normally look pretty darn good in spandex.
Well, one of the things about the 50-mile route for Cycle for Sight that's great is we've got a handful of bike shops here in the Valley that cater to all levels of cyclists, but specifically some higher-end bikes are available to rent and demo. So if you're thinking about being in the Valley for the weekend and maybe your significant other is not so into riding 50 miles, you could try out one of the brand new bikes either from Trek or Pinarello or Giant or some of these higher end brands that these stores have. They're happy to set you up on it, size you, get you rented the night before. You can show up, do the ride. Maybe it takes you 2.5-3 hours, and then your family or your spouse can join you for the after party. And you get to have a few hours on a great bike and demo something that you might not normally be able to do.
I'm looking at e-bikes.
I was just going to say that, Dorothy. So there is no shame in being on an electric assist bike. I mean, it is the thing now. No shame at all. So I'm a big supporter. I think people, it gets everyone out on the bike.
You're not kidding. Yeah, I thought, oh boy, e-bikes, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to have some charging stations for those?
Yeah, right.
What are we going to do this year?
Maybe we should add that now.
Yeah. Okay, so the 50-mile, tell our listeners what time they have to show up.
That's an 8 a.m. start, so of course, please do not show up at 7:48.
Yes.
Get there plenty early like you would for any large-scale event. Of course, it takes time to park, and it takes time to reg or get your gear on or find your things, or maybe you lost something and you got a loose bike cleat. So plan for all that sort of stuff. But those guys will roll at 8 a.m., so you'll queue up there at Justin Siena High on the north side, and you'll roll out to the north.
Right. And that's really exciting because every year that I've done registration, it's like a mob that shows up. But we've got ways to do early registration,
yes,
too.
In fact,
so let's talk about that.
Early,
if you don't want to be...
We love the early registration. The night before,
yes,
which will be the 17th, Bicycle Works, Athletic Feet open their doors 10 a.m. and all day long we are doing registration. So it is a great way
to do that.
We are doing it. We're doing it. Thank you, Damie. We are doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a great way to get people registered early and then you don't have to wait in any line on Saturday morning.
Right. That makes it a lot easier for all of us that do registration.
Yeah.
That's like the key. So, okay, so 25 miles.
Yeah.
Talk about what we do for the 25-miler.
Well, 25-miler has actually, it's a little bit of a longer course going north. But
right.
It's, so it has a few more rollers because you're heading beyond Yountville up to Oakville and heading back on Silverado Trail. But it starts a little bit later, 9 o'clock. Although our friends at CHP would like us to start earlier. Secret,
yeah.
secret. I'm putting it on the radio.
Right.
But it is slated for a 9 o'clock start and then the 15-mile at 9:30.
Yeah. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Mm-hmm.
Now the 25 route, if you're kind of contemplating, well, you know you can do 15, but you're thinking about stretching to 25, there are two rest stops there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the park, the Veterans Park at Yountville, and then we've got Department of Fish and Game out on Silverado Trail. So it's pretty well spaced out there. You don't have to carry a significant amount of water or anything with you. There's plenty of services on the course.
Well, and last year and probably this year, we always have cookies for everyone that's riding. The Enchanted Hills Camp cooking, I mean, the kitchen there, they made the cookies. They were the best cookies I've ever
amazing.
Had.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They made hundreds of cookies. Yes, we thank them.
I think thousands is really
thousands.
I think
that,
yeah, there were thousands
they were baking
of cookies.
For weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just an amazing day. And the other groups that show up too, the post-deployment assessment treatment program, which is where we put all of our emphasis in after Pathway had to close after March 9th, 2 years ago. We have supported this program that was almost identical in a partner with the Pathway Home. And they come with their veterans, with their staff. They're so excited. Last year, they came for the first time to the event, and we gave them an area, and they didn't really decorate it. They were so upset. They said, this year, we're going all out. I mean, they're really getting into this. And this year, one of the things we've done from Cycle for Sites proceeds over the years, we've produced a downloadable book that will go to every Rotary Club in the United States and all the VAs, and it's called Serving Those Who Have Served, How Rotary Clubs Can Form Partnerships That Better Support Our Nation's Veterans. It's a remarkable guidebook. And one of our favorite veterans, Zach Skiles, who was a Pathway Home graduate and is in his last year of getting his PhD from Cal in psychology. He will be a psychologist at the VA. He just got a temporary internship in Sedona, Arizona, and his first job on the first day was to go to the Rotary Club and share this guidebook and talk about how they, too, can be involved in helping veterans. So, great story.
It's a great story. Congratulations, Dorothy, on the publishing of that book. So
Yeah. Well, that really was Cycle for Sight.
Yeah.
You know, that's all of us. That's the Rotary Club. And so this lives on through all the Rotary Clubs because Brian and I and Gary have been to many Rotary Clubs who say, wow, I'd love to know how I could help veterans. But in this day and age, we all know that if you don't have a template, almost a how-to guide, everybody's too busy. So we decided that what we would do as a tribute to the three brave women and to 13 years of working with veterans was to produce the how-to guide and give it out free to every single Rotary Club. And it can go to Kiwanis Clubs, it can go to Lions Clubs, it can go to anybody. But right now, it's really Rotary generated because we paid for it. So there's your goal. So when people say, what can we do to help veterans? We'll show you how. And all you have to do is come to a Rotary meeting. We meet at noon at the Elks Club every Wednesday. So, you know, you can show up and be our guest.
Got it. Good to know. Thank you.
Just a guest. So, okay, so the 15-miler, that's easy. Mm-hmm. That's 9:30. You come with your kids and with training wheels on the back of their bike,
right,
their first
right.
bike, and it's
yep.
cool.
Yeah, or actually, you can see in the cover of our postcard here, these
yes.
bikes with the kids on the front bikes.
Yeah, I know. So, and that, talk to our listeners about how far that goes. That's a pretty easy ride.
Yeah, it goes up to Yountville on Solano Avenue and
back.
Out. It's called one of those out and back.
Mm-hmm. Out and back.
Go up
and
get
it's
a cookie,
flat.
And it's flat.
Mm-hmm. It makes a little jog through the vineyards, though.
It makes a little jog. You're right. Wine
yeah.
country, Dry Creek, Orchard. So it's beautiful. I love the start of that ride. So pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and every year we have, I mean, Mother Nature, again, I think is a Rotarian because every year the weather is amazing and we always worry about it or checking the weather reports the week before, 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before. But inevitably, it's beautiful, mustard's out, The hills are green, the vineyards are popping, and it's gorgeous and it's beautiful weather. And there's one year, actually every year we've had balloons in the sky, mm-hmm. but one year we had like 16 balloons out there.
It must have been amazing.
It was amazing. Remember that, Brian?
Yeah, yeah. I can't. It's always been 13 years in a row. We've never had any rain, and it's a gorgeous, comfortable day by 11 o'clock out there.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're riding 50 miles, if it's cool in the morning, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, and cyclists know they have to layer up, and then you take off your layers. But that's people know, like, okay, how to dress. You know, you've got your vest, your arms, your knees.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole cycling wardrobe that people usually have developed over the years.
It's the 15-minute rule. If you're uncomfortable and cold for the first 15 minutes, then you're dressed appropriately.
Yeah, it's usually I have 10 minutes. That's my 10-minute rule.
Wow. Well, and last year when the Martinez Rotary Club came and helped us with registration, they were so impressed. They said, this is the best run event we've ever seen. You guys are so well coordinated, and everybody is just there. It just goes so smoothly. That's 13 years of experience and a whole lot of volunteers that are trained well, but it is one of the better, if not the best, organized event.
And I'll just push out that we are still looking for volunteers, so
there you go.
info@ridenapavalley.com.
Yeah.
Send in your desire to volunteer.
Well, I know I was meeting with the Sunrise Rotary Club and their president last week when we did an event at Jessup Sellers, which was wonderful. And they're helping. They're all excited about helping,
great,
too. So we're going to get this. Yeah, we're going to get this. Okay, so we're going to take a break for a moment, play some commercials, and because that's what pays for all of this. So thanks for staying in there. Hold on, we'll be back.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
And we're back with Brian Gross, who is a Rotarian, the past president of the Rotary Club, and the guy that gets to be the setup king every year for this event. And every year we say, golly, we're really tired. This is really exhausting. And we got to think about this. And then, you know, it's kind of like childbirth. You forget about it and you say, it wasn't really so bad. And you go and you do it again, right?
That's it. That's it. If it wasn't for forgetting about it, we wouldn't do it again.
Exactly. Well, and we talked about that in the first half. This is a huge event. When you plan a party for 2,000 people and you have to work with various government agencies to make sure that it's a safe event, and you want to make sure that all the neighbors are happy when 2,000 cyclists go past their house, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And our Rotary Club steps up every year. But like every nonprofit organization, there are always about 3 to 5 people that do most of the work. And you and I are among the 3 to 5.
Well, that's just the way it goes.
It is.
It's you know, you gotta, I don't know how to describe it other than that's just the way it goes.
And it is.
And that's okay. We do it because we love it. And we love all the support that our club members and the community gives us, but we also understand that different people will have different roles in events, and we continue to charge on and get it done for the beneficiaries.
You bet. You bet. And it is a big deal. And again, we talked about how much fun it is because it is a great event, unless you're there at 5 in the morning. That's, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, Dorothy. I've never ridden the event.
Yeah, right.
I guess I liken it to a little bit like my wedding. I only think about it after it's over.
Exactly. Yeah, well, or childbirth. Yeah, it's kind of the same. It's like you end up with a beautiful baby, but the process to get there is not always terrific. But for everybody else that rides in it or comes for the party, because again, you don't have to ride in this event. You can just show up for the party. So yeah. Talk about that, because that one, you can show up at like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you can just show up. You can enjoy a day on the green there at Justin Siena High. You can listen to usually Johnny Smith as an opener. We've got Pride and Joy as our main stage.
Fabulous
for
rock and roll band.
Yep. Usually have in the neighborhood of 22 to 26 different wineries pouring a variety of wines for you to sample and taste in a wonderfully etched commemorative Cycle for Site glass. And then usually we have anywhere from 4 to 5 breweries pouring some microbrews here from the Napa Valley, as well as some standard large-scale brands that you'd understand and know. And then there's usually some other vendors providing some other sustenance for you after your ride.
You bet. I mean, and fun. We talked about how I know my favorite thing is watching all these little kids dance with their parents and their grandparents to fabulous band. And it's just a great day. And again, the weather is always wonderful because Mother Nature was a Rotarian. So she makes sure that we have perfect weather that day and lots of balloons in the sky and lots of volunteers there. And again, if you are going to ride in the event, if you're riding for the first time, especially if you have a young family, show up. It's really a great experience for kids. It's not just the day of riding your bike with your families. It's also teaching your kids about philanthropy, about giving back. When you show up with your family with little kids and they see these blind tandem riders on bikes, that's a real wake-up call for little kids. That and the veterans that ride in the event. And they start to understand that when you're doing something like this, you're giving back and you're part of a bigger community and you're helping. And that's the whole reason. This is service above self.
Yeah, let's talk about some of our beneficiaries, too, at this event. You know, the PDAP program in Martinez, which is a veteran-based program for rehabilitation of post-traumatic stress and TBI. That's one of them. We also have Enchanted Hills Camp for the Blind up on Mount Veeder. That's another. And then, you know, the Rotary Club, we also support probably 15 to 20 other nonprofit groups throughout the valley that come out and assist with this.
Right.
They take care of setup. They take care of rest stops. They take care of cleanup. They're extra manpower during the days leading up to the event. And these groups, such as football, golf groups, police academies, Sea Scouts, cadets, local soccer clubs, on and on and on, these groups get involved so they can receive a few dollars to help them throughout the year for the things that they do. And they are a huge, huge help for us. Without that, we just could not get this event done.
No, I remember. I remember very specifically the early years when we were lifting all the tables, setting everything up. I remember saying on my 65th birthday, that's it. There, I'll raise money. I'll bring coffee. I'll bring donuts. But there are football players out there that would be so much better at lifting these tables than me.
Oh yeah, when it's 4 in the afternoon and we've been working for 4 or 5 days straight,
yes,
and a rugby club shows up, and we got a dozen guys that are all pushing 200 pounds each.
It's wonderful.
They start rolling tables faster than you've ever seen. It really is nice to know that we can wrap this thing up, get it cleaned up and off this field by 5:45 or 6 o'clock.
So. You're not kidding. And we come in and the field is beautiful. We leave and the field is beautiful. And some of the folks that help us with the Memorial Mile signs are the veterans group at the community college, at Napa Valley College. Their veterans club comes out, and they're pounding stakes out. So, and yep, that's a big deal. Get out and buy a sign this year. It's only $100, and you can memorialize a veteran. You can memorialize a family member. You can just support the group. You can do anything you want for $100, and you get to keep the sign.
Yeah, these are 12 by 18 inch laminated signs that, like Dorothy said, you can put the name of a veteran, a loved one, a business. Even if you have a nice peaceful message you'd like to promote, we'd love to see that out on the course as well.
Right.
And you can buy these signs by going to www.cycle4site.com. We also do typically run a few advertisements before the event in the Napa Register. If
right,
you want to pick up a form and mail it in there. We'd love to see you come out and promote your business or someone that you feel strongly about that served and done you really well. So we'll line the course with these, and they'll be available for pickup at the event as well.
Yeah. Well, this morning I had the Phelps family buy two, one for both of their fathers who served in World War II. So that's kind of the typical sign that we see. So, again, everybody can have a Memorial Mile sign. I have a friend that buys 10 every year, and this is like the third year that this family has bought 10, and I'm thinking, okay, what are you going to do with 30 Memorial Mile signs? It could carpet their...
They're wallpaper for the garage.
It's wallpaper for the garage, yes. It's, and I bring them the 10 signs after the event every year. I say, okay, here are your 10 signs. So this year will be 30 signs. So that's, you're right, it's wallpaper for the garage. But that's just one way that you can help, because we do have so many sponsors that are there every year. The big ones, again, Queen of the Valley, Trinquero Family Estates, Golden Gate Sotheby's, and this year we'll have Stanley Ranch, the Wine Train, lots of people, along with AUL, Napa Valley Orthopedic, and again, the Brentwood Rotary Club that comes up. They ride in the event. They are a $10,000 sponsor, and they're very involved in helping with the post-deployment program, too. They also, one of them is on the Pathway Home Board, so it's like, we're in. And they're also helping to really spread the word about the guidebook that we produced, and that was a gift from Cycle for Sight for not only our Rotary Club and Rotary Clubs in our area, but Rotary Clubs across the United States. So big deal. And I mentioned this morning earlier that Zach Skiles, who's one of our favorite veterans who graduated from the Pathway Home program, worked as an intern at the post-deployment program and is now an extern finishing his PhD in Arizona. And his first job, the first day, was to go to the Rotary Club and give them this guidebook and say, you guys can do this too. So, good story. So, you go about riding and what else we can do, because we've already talked about the 15 mile is easy, 25 miles pretty easy too, 50 miles a little more daunting,
a little bit, but it's not too bad. The total elevation on the 50 miler I don't think is over 2,000 feet, so it's still a mostly rolling flat ride. And for those of you that have been following Cycle for Sight for 13 plus years. A few years ago, we did, you know, we made a course change. We removed the Mount Veeder climb and descent. And now,
well, that was actually Mother Nature helped us with that one. Yeah, she wasn't so much of a Rotarian that winter.
Well, it's just the degradation of the road up there, and it is pretty narrow, and there's some slippery spots. But I think overall, people are really enjoying the area that we call the Triangle there, with Lower Childs Valley and up near Nicolini and Lake Hennessy. It's a beautiful route that winds through some coastal and live oak trees and low grasslands. And then you get a wonderful descent coming down towards Moore Creek with a river on both sides back and forth as you come around the Triangle there. Something else we've got new this year is in the cycling world, we don't call them outfits, we don't call them get-ups, we call them kits. So you have the opportunity to purchase a 2020 Cycle for Sight kit. And this is very high-quality clothing. This is a jersey and a set of shorts that are available to purchase, produced by Louis Garneau, a world-renowned cycling apparel manufacturer. These can be ordered online at cycleforsight.com, and there will be a limited number available day of for purchase. So if you guys want to take a look at that and maybe preview it, they're pretty sharp looking. They are what I would call kind of a low profile, they're a low profile style jersey, so they're not going to be big and bulky, but they're also not what we call total race cut. So they're going to comfortably fit you. And the design and the logo on here is pretty subdued. It looks good, but it's something I think you'd feel comfortable wearing out on a Sunday ride, even much past the event. Sometimes some of these
these event jerseys get a little wild looking, and people buy them, but they don't want to wear them again. So,
but you'll want to wear
wear this one again. So it's good, comfortable fitting clothing, and it's very stylish. So think about doing that to support the event as well, and then keep it in mind. And it's also obviously a great piece of advertisement as you go out and ride with other friends throughout the year. They might want to ask about this event.
Right. Well, talk about how easy it is to sign up for this event too. And Rebecca and I talked a little bit about how you can go to several of the cycling shops and do that the night before. That's the easy way.
Yeah, pre-registration will certainly make your life a little easier.
Mine too.
Dorothy's as well, as you know, because you'll be all signed up, ready to go, wristband. You'll have a bike number. We do have the bikes will be marked with little seat post labels. Once again, this year, the Highway Patrol enjoys that we do that. That way they know exactly who is in the event when they see people out on the course.
Right.
You'll get your wristband, and you'll be all ready just to get parked, get your gear on. You'll be nice and relaxed. You can fill your water bottle and meander over to the start, which will be 8 o'clock for the 50 milers, 9 o'clock for the 25s, and 9:30 for the 15 milers. But please give yourself adequate time. Just in Siena High, once we put 2,000 people in it, it can get a little congested, but if we all try to go in the same direction, it all seems to work out. So,
well, it does every year. It's amazing. I mean, early in the morning, I'm always amazed at how many folks sign up for the 50 miler. There's a lot of them. And there are a lot of folks that are over 60 that are riding 50 miles and look fabulous and could wear spandex well.
And don't forget too, if you signed up for the 50 and you're just getting 15, 18 into it, and you're just, you know what, this isn't for me.
Nobody cares.
You can make a right turn at Silverado Trail and head on back and end up doing a 25er. So
you bet.
There are some options out there, but our rest stops do open and close according to the schedule of the riders. So just be aware that if you did make a course, a course variation from what your time was to be of when you took off, you might find that a rest stop is either not open yet because you're there early, or you might find if you took an excessive amount of time, it might be closed. So plan ahead if you think you're going to ride your own ride.
But talk about the fact that we have folks there to help you with your bike if you have a problem. If you get really tired and you need us to pick you up, we pick you up too.
Yeah, we've got roaming SAG on the course. We've got three or four vans that are out there. And we've got mechanics and EMTs in those vans that'll take care of either bicycle or human problems that you might encounter on the course. We've got at each of the rest stops, usually we have some basic mechanical support should you need to fix a flat or have a small adjustment done. But that also brings up another good thing. We do definitely see this being a early spring event. We see people show up who have not done a lot of riding in the year, which is fine. We want you to come out. But not only maybe is your body just getting out some cobwebs, your bike might be a little dusty.
Yes.
And if that's the case, please consider maybe a week beforehand checking out your equipment, seeing if things are mechanically sound. Because, 10, 12 miles into a ride is not the time to do your derailleur adjustments and things like that. We have probably four or five bike shops here in Napa that would be certainly happy to help you out with a tune-up before the event. Just give them a little bit of leeway. Don't drop your bike off the night before and say you need it the next morning.
Exactly. My advice to all my friends is, you know that bike you have in your garage that has spider webs all over it that you've had for 25 years and you keep saying, I'm going to get that bike out and I'm going to ride that bike. This is the year to do it, but Brian's right. Make sure you take it to the bike shop before and you're not surprised when your tires are flat. So
yeah, come prepared.
Come prepared. But again, I get there with Brian at the crack of dawn, and we still have lots of people there milling around at 5:30, 6 a.m. And by 7 o'clock, 7:30, there's a lot of people. I mean, we have a lot of people registering early. And again, do that the night before. That'll save us a lot of time. But they show up early. They look great. At 8 o'clock, we take off. We've got a fabulous balloon rainbow that you ride through. And again, leading the ride is our Congressman Mike Thompson, our sheriff, a couple of supervisors, typically a state senator and a whole bunch of wonderful people start this off, and then bingo, right after that, the 25-milers show up, and they're there. And then the 15-milers, and by 10 o'clock, 10:30, we're pulling the tables, setting up, and getting ready for the party, which is the best outdoor party of the year. Really fun. And again, bring your family and friends. If you've got folks visiting you for spring break, if your kids are wondering what to do, this is it. And this is, again, the week after Easter and Passover.
And again, I think Rebecca mentioned earlier in the hour that we're an e-bike friendly event.
Yes, we are.
So if you don't shy away because you might be riding an e-bike. We want you to come on out. This event is about participation, and we want you to participate comfortably and have a good time. And we'd just rather see you out there supporting these beneficiaries and enjoying your recreational opportunities here in the Napa Valley. So whether it's on a pedal bike or an e-bike, come on out, and we'd love to see you.
Well, and every year we have Enchanted Hills. They stand up on the stage, and they thank everyone, and they talk about their program and how important it is. And every year we have the veterans talk about the same thing from the post-deployment program. And that's very moving, and everybody knows why they're there and how important this event is. And I think, you mentioned too, Brian, that we help so many other organizations. I mean, this is a big fundraiser for a lot of folks in the Valley, and over the years, we've raised well over $2 million. So that's a pretty big lift for a Rotary Club.
It is, and it's not, like I said, it's not just our club. It's all the other participating nonprofits that help us out through this event throughout the year and leading up in the days before the event. So it's a great boost to the community and all those that are involved. And once again, one of the great things you're going to see out there is you're going to see sight impaired or blind riders that are being guided on tandem bicycles. So you have a sight impaired or a blind person as what we call the stoker or the backseat rider on a tandem. And then they are being guided by a pilot or a person who is another cyclist with full visual capability. And they will come out there, and I think last year we had in the neighborhood of 51 or 52 of these bicycles riding in the event. And they do everything from the 15 on up to the 50 miler. So think about that when you're saying,
yeah, when you
I'm having a hard time getting there.
Yeah. It's like, take a look. And again, when children, when teenagers are there and family members are together, and especially teenagers who oftentimes complain about things that are, my life isn't, you come to this event and you look at this and you see these blind riders riding and you see these veterans riding and you say, okay, maybe my life's pretty good. Good lesson for families and for kids especially. And we have a lot of kids that ride in this event. We've talked about, I always think it's cute at like 9:30 when kids show up with their training wheels and their families. And a lot of families, young families, are riding with the baby on the backpack. So that's cool.
Yeah, we want to see all come out. We see kids in trailers. We see kids on what they call like the alley cat style, where it's just half a bicycle that kind of rides behind another bicycle.
Right.
The only thing we can't accommodate is we can't accommodate your dogs or your animals unless they are a service animal. And that would really be a guide dog.
Yes.
Right, Dorothy? So we just don't have the opportunity to do that. And please consider that as well. Many times it gets very, very hot during the day, so we don't even want to see you leave animals in the car here at the event.
No, and you can't bring your service squirrel.
No service squirrels, all right.
No service squirrels on your shoulder. But it's a fabulous event. Again, it's April 18th, the week after Easter. So it's not, last year was lots of fun. Bad weather, right on top of Passover and Easter. We still pulled it off and it was wonderful. But this year, it'll be a lot easier. And again, easy to register. You can do it online. That's the easy way. Cycle4site.com. Or you can register at the bike shops the night before. That's the easy way to do it. And so far, we have 800 cyclists registered right now in March. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, we're tracking, I think, about as normal. We're right on schedule. Usually by the time we are all wrapped up at 7:45 on April the 18th, we'll probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,700 to 1,800 people registered, and another 200 or 300 people always come out for the festival only, so you don't have to be a cyclist.
Right.
You can just buy a festival-only ticket, and you can enjoy the refreshments, the wine, the beer, the bands, the sun, the grass, the dancing, and everyone that's out in your community on a Saturday afternoon here in Napa, so you don't have to do the bike ride.
Well, talk about the price for the bike ride now. And then
So you can register and do the bike ride and the festival for $75. And if you want to come out and just do the festival alone, that's $35.
That's a cheap date.
So you're getting to taste roughly 25 wines and five or six different beers for $35, listen to a few bands, and enjoy
and
a day on the green.
And see everybody you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fun thing. This is really a family event for the community, and you see everybody there. But again, it's an important event. We're really proud of it. We've done it for 13 years, and it helps a lot of veterans. It helps the Enchanted Hills for the Blind, which is just an amazing place on Mount Veeder. And it helps the community, everybody that's part of this event. Plus, it's a big deal for our Rotary Club. This is our 100th year. We don't have any members that are 100 years old yet, but we got a few in the club that are close.
We got a few that are pretty darn close.
Yeah, no kidding. So we are celebrating this year for 100 years of being the Rotary Club in Napa. And we were sponsored by the Rotary Club of Oakland, and a long time ago, 100 years ago, when Napa was still a pretty tiny little place.
One of the oldest clubs in the state, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. One of the oldest clubs in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to Chicago and a few others.
So, yeah, we're there. And we probably weren't doing cycling events 100 years ago, but we are today. So thanks, Brian, for being here. And again, sign up for Cycle for Sight. Please, this is just the most fun event ever. Bring your family and your friends. It's spring. It's beautiful. Cycle4sight.com, and it's yours. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Dorothy.
Bye.
Somewhere over the rain.